Welcome to Spectrum from China America Hit Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories about China, our Chinese communities, and people with stories to tell about their Chinese lifestyle experiences. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
As most of our listeners know, this month has been Asian Pacific Heritage Month. It's been a lot of activities going on, a lot of cities, and to pretty much wrap up the month as we head toward the Memorial Day weekend, and today, which is Sunday, is another event starting this afternoon at noon, and it is Passport to Taiwan, and we have Bo Chen, who's here with us, who's going to talk to us about Passport to Taiwan. Thank you for coming by, Bo.
Hi, thank you, Steve, for giving me this opportunity to speak to your readers, actually listeners.
Yeah, right.
about the event.
So tell me, I know that there have been a lot of other events going on this month, and as we get toward the end of the month of May, what is Passport to Taiwan? How did it start, and what can people expect?
Okay, Passport to Taiwan, the main theme is to celebrate Taiwanese American Heritage Week, which was designated by the Congress in 1999. And so since 2002, we have started this event at Union Square, basically to celebrate this distinction that was given to us by the Congress. And for the past 9 years, this is our 10th, and we have been a little successful in reaching out the New Yorkers, the different scenes, and people seems like our event, and we wish another successful year at Union Square.
We've had a couple of contacts over the years with other events that have gone on through the Taiwan Tourism Bureau, mm-hmm. and other representatives. Give us a little background on people from the United States that have not traveled, let's say, to Asia at all. Some of the distinctive things about Taiwan that maybe would intrigue them to come visit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For those who have been to Taiwan, usually left Taiwan with a very good impression about Taiwan. And it's just, the 14, 16-hour flight, it's a little bit daunting for some of the Americans to fly to Asia. And most of them think about Asia, they think about Japan, with high technology. And they think about Hong Kong with the high rises and very packed streets, or China with a lot of traditions. But in Taiwan, I think we get the best mix of these three. Not only we have a lot of tradition, and Taiwan also has a strong background in Polynesian tribes, and which some of the research suggested that Taiwan is the origin of the Polynesians. And in Taipei, you can see everything that's modern. In eastern Taiwan, you can see our Aborigines, and in western Taiwan, and or in the mountains, where you can see snow, sometimes in the winter. But at the same time, you could be just 1 hour or 2 hours away from a nice sandy ocean.
If someone were going to go visit there from the United States who's never been to Asia, how would they find the language issues in Taiwan as opposed to other Asian countries?
I think, obviously, if you don't have a strong language background, you will have a little challenge. But right now in Taiwan, most people actually do speak English to a certain extent. And there are signs. And of course, some of them you need to conquer a little bit because different translation system were used in Taiwan. But in most of the areas with provided information from the different tourism bureau, one could travel in Taiwan with ease.
Now, today is Sunday, mm-hmm. and today is your event, Passport to Taiwan. Tell me, what time does it start and what goes on throughout the day?
Okay, the event starts at 12 and ends at 5. We have, for the duration, we have exciting stage performances, mostly by local Taiwanese American artists. Some of the bands, maybe there's one Taiwanese American in there, or two, but we want to encourage the Taiwanese American who take a different path, rather than become a doctor or lawyer, to have a stage. And besides that, we have many different types of delicacies, and some of them that's only available in our event and not anywhere else in New York. And besides that, we have 9 craft masters from Taiwan they will be demonstrating some of the traditional folk arts, and which some of them even are very difficult to find in Taiwan today. And the government offices and different companies and Taiwanese American organizations, and plus arts and craft booth. And so it will be a fun afternoon if anybody has the time to come. And we sincerely invite everyone that's listening to hop on to a subway or, you know, drive into the city and to enjoy this event with us.
If someone wants more information, just for those that may just be now tuning in to the program or to the station, we're speaking with Bo Cheng, who's here from Passport to Taiwan. Their website is the little letter P, the number 2, and tw.org.
Org.
And all the information is there. There's a link to it on the front of our website. So if people are listening, they can just look to the left, lower left of the screen that they're looking at right now, and they can see all the events that are going on. The entertainment stage and all of this is going to be going on at Union Square.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the north end, 17th Street side.
Yep.
All subways go to Union Square, pretty much.
Exactly. Not hard 456 LNR, LNRW.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, Q. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and
W's.
Yeah, that used to be downtown New York, pretty much. 14th Street was what 42nd Street is now. It used to be 14th Street with the theaters and the restaurants and everything. So
right.
It's an old area. Tell me a little bit about the heritage of Taiwan and the relationship. I know that people from Taiwan have had a longer relationship with the United States than the people from, let's say, mainland China.
Mm-hmm,
and we've been allies and friends for many, many years. I would think the Taiwanese in America probably feel a lot more comfortable here after all these years.
Right, right. Of course, we know that most of the countries after World War II has some form of dictatorship. And Taiwan, at the time, where the KMT, the Kuomintang, came to Taiwan and announced the martial law. And at that time, the United States was not very supportive of Taiwan, and because there are other focuses, but because of the Korean War and following the Vietnam War, it becomes a more strong bond between the two countries, and of course that's due to the U.S. containment of communism. Well, of course, this is a very far off subject, but in terms. The United States has helped Taiwan to grow into a full-fledged democracy that we see today. And we know that back then there are many human rights infringements in Taiwan, and there are many of the challenges, but because we have different congressmen that voice out for the Taiwanese people, and we have been, a model for democracy in the Far East.
It's been intriguing also for me over the years to know that when I first came to New York, it was the early 1970s, most of the people that I met were from Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the Chinese original people
mm-hmm.
that I met were from the Taiwan era. Now there's a couple of generations of people in Taiwan. Is it easy to maintain one's cultural heritage after you've been in another country for so many years, so many decades?
Oh, that's definitely a challenge, because obviously your surroundings is not the culture, the traditions. And of course, we do not expect that someone that's born in the States will inherit, such culture. Because even in Taiwan today, people just, listen to pop music, and they don't care too much about traditions. It's only one that comes to a foreign country that they would start thinking about, wow, I really miss those things. And that they will find something that they have known for their whole life, and they, all of a sudden, they see it in here in the United States, they will be like, wow, this is what I'm part of. So that's why we try to build that kind of environment in the Passport to Taiwan, and let people be excited about incoming to Union Square and spend a day with us.
Okay, one more time before we finish up Spectrum for this week. It is starting at 12 noon today,
mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And it's at Union Square, 17th
yes.
Street, North End,
mm-hmm.
And it's called Passport to Taiwan. The website, once again, is
P And number two, tw.org.
And people can go there, and it's absolutely free, but people can come in and they can buy great things to eat. They can see demonstrations of arts and crafts and entertainment all day long. Mm-hmm. And Bo, thank you so much for stopping by our station, and we will be there with microphone in hand, hopefully talking to some people on how they've enjoyed it, and have a great, successful event.
Oh, thank you very much, Steve. And thank you for inviting me here today.
Join us every weekend for Spectrum on China America Hit Radio, a weekly public service program that features news, information, and stories about China, our Chinese communities, and people with stories to tell about their Chinese lifestyle experiences. If you have some ideas for future topics and guests to be featured on Spectrum, we'd appreciate your suggestions. Email us at news@ChinaAmericaHitRadio.com. Then listen every Sunday for Spectrum at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, exclusively on China America Hit Radio. We'll be right back.